Ladybird Readers. Sly Fox and Red Hen. Picture words. Red Hen. Sly Fox. Woods. Stones. Cooking pot. Red Hen lived in a little house in a tree. The tree was near the woods. Sly Fox lived in the woods.
"I'm Sly Fox," he said. "A sly fox is a clever fox, and I'm hungry."
Sly Fox got his big black bag.
"I want to catch Red Hen and eat her," he said.
Sly Fox waited in Red Hen's little house.
"I'm the fox. I'm the fox. I'm really sly. You cannot run fast, but you can try," said Sly Fox.
Red Hen saw Sly Fox and ran from her house.
"You're the fox. You're the fox. You're really sly. You cannot catch me, but you can try," said Red Hen.
"I want to eat you, Red Hen," said Sly Fox,
and he ran very fast. Red Hen did not run very fast, and Sly Fox caught her. He put her in his big black bag. Sly Fox ran to the woods. The big black bag was heavy, and Sly Fox was tired. Soon, he slept. Red Hen jumped from the bag.
"You're the fox. You're the fox. You're really sly. You cannot catch me, but you can try," said Red Hen quietly.
Red Hen put some heavy stones in the fox's bag. Then she ran home. Sly Fox opened the bag above the cooking pot. Then he said,
"I'm the fox. I'm the fox. I'm really sly. I want to eat you. Say goodbye."
The stones hit the hot water, and the hot water hit the fox.
"Oh, no," said Sly Fox, "and I did not catch Red Hen."
Ladybird Readers. Sly Fox and Red Hen. Read by Christopher Ragland. Text adapted by Colleen Degnan Venice. Illustrated by Diana Mayo. Series editor, Sorrel Pitts. Copyright Ladybird Books Limited, 2016.